We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chernak up the wall, got the clear. Mikula wrists it back in for the Panthers. That rims around the end wall, near side. Lilleberg trying to poke it away from Chuck. Loose out front. Backhand try. And they score. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs. And this one's over. The Panthers win it in overtime. 3-2 the final. Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner.
Money time.
And with that unbelievable game last night, we say good morning to everybody. Stayed around to watch that, even if you're not a hockey fan. That was one of the most entertaining games, and I know I could go back to all the overtime wins and the crazy comebacks they had a year ago in the playoffs. But that second period was about as crazy as I've ever seen between two goalies, Big Bob and Vasilevskiy. Last night was just incredible. And Carter Verhaeghe and these overtime wins in the playoffs, this overtime shots that he's been scoring, just incredible what has happened. And a lot of good stuff. So Panthers up 2-0. They went up 2-0 in this game, 2-2 after 2, and then got this thing into overtime. Hey, when the Panthers get into overtime, folks, as you're just getting up this morning, they look around. They look on the bench, they look, and they go, we got it. Road, home. They've won 11 straight overtime games in the playoffs. 11 straight. And Carter Verhaeghe has been a big part of a lot of them on what he's been able to do. Just incredible. Great stuff again. Great saves. Big Bob was crazy. I mean, literally going from one side and reaching out, and he was just on fire. It just looked like, you know, could have gone either way. Could have gone either way a whole bunch of times. Tampa Bay fought their way back, and both teams had some point-blank shots, some breakaways to just unbelievable. Just couldn't turn it off. Could not turn it off last night. It was that good, so Panthers go up 2-0. They're going to play Thursday at Tampa Bay. But a lot of good things going on for them. Of course, the Miami Heat back in action tonight and trying to fix one thing. I mean, now listen, there's a lot of things to fix because Boston's really good to start with. But you can't have a 30-point difference in three-point shots. You can't make 12 and they make 22. You can do the math on that. Everyone is 3 points in the difference. Just you can't have it. Cannot have it. Of course, we're just a couple of days away from the NFL draft. Check that. Tomorrow night, the NFL. First round of the draft. Adam Beasley will join us a little bit later in the show. I call it Chris Greer's big weekend coming up. Chris Greer's big weekend. Chris kind of had the last couple years off. Now he hasn't really had the year off, but, you know, he hasn't been in the first round.
With the 21st pick
there you go.
In the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
There you have it. There you have it right now with that 21st pick trying to figure out. But, yeah, big weekend for Chris and his staff and trying to hit on whatever pick. And, you know, everybody seems to think position-wise, I'm not giving you names. I will later in the show. Offensive line, defensive tackle, and pass rusher seem to be what everybody thinks they're going to end up doing. In this draft. So we'll find out. Of course, the other news is the bigger news outside of South Florida is who's going to jump up and make a run at this quarterback class. Then you find out the truth. Everybody, you know, everybody's who's hot and who's not in this group. It's incredible. Woody, I guess it's like this every year with a quarterback class of first-round picks. I it probably is, but it's incredible.
I don't think it's been like this, Joe.
Where one guy's hot, and then all of a sudden he's got all kinds of problems, and he's too emotional. Some guy wrote some BS about Caleb Williams. I was just reading stuff last night about he's too emotional. And, of course, I thought of Pete Prisco.
Yeah, was that Pete?
Well, he was kind of insinuating, like, you know, he's just, like, kind of a diva. And I was like, good God. Like, I mean, you know, he's been, for the most part, everybody thinks he's going to be the first-round pick here till recently. And now, I don't know what everybody, if everybody's just copying everybody or they're doing their homework. But now they're going, wait a second. Jaden Daniels got a chance to be that guy. And we got guys moving up and moving down, and the Penix and the McCarthy, and it really is for a class. Listen, if you're going to be a top 50, well, if you're going in the first round, obviously a team thinks you're pretty good for the amount of money you're going to dish out for a quarterback and the signing bonus in the first round. We can just start with that. But if you draft a quarterback anywhere in the first round, you're drafting them because you believe pretty quickly he's got a chance to be your franchise quarterback. That's just how it is, period. And we've got these guys. I mean, and I do know this happens every year, Woody, right? We find more crappy things out and say things about the top guys, and we try to pick their game apart, you know, like injuries to, you know, disappeared at in certain games. And you're like, well, we must be doing something right because everybody got him as a top 10 pick and one of the top quarterbacks. And
now the problem, though, is, Joe, when that stuff ends up being accurate, right? And you have like a, you know, like a Deion Jordan, just to pick out a, you know, guy who was very highly drafted that had a lot of issues.
You know what, though, Woody? It's funny you said that because we didn't do our homework. If we're to be very honest. No, I'm being serious.
I mean, it's embarrassing to hear that.
It is, but – and it's, you know, whoever was involved at the time, and it, by the way, it wasn't Chris Greer. He was not the GM, so don't dogpile early this morning on Chris. But so he did have great potential. Jeff Ireland, I mean, he was screaming to the world about how good this guy was going to be.
Well, you said Jason Taylor, right?
Except one problem. Yeah, he was going to be – I think he was going to be better. He was mentioning other guys that Jason Taylor were going to be better. And it was like – and then we saw that he had some junk going on. I mean, better known now since it's, you know, over the last few years, he had mental issues going back to when he was younger. And Oregon covered it up and then denied it. But that doesn't fall on Oregon. That falls on us doing our homework. I mean, we didn't do our homework. And Jonathan Martin, we didn't do our homework. We listened to Harbaugh. We did not do our homework at Stanford University and Oregon University. We did not do our homework. I mean, that's just – and I think now I'm guessing if you're thinking about taking a guy, you're probably hanging out at college pubs doing a little bit of homework, find out if the guy's out drinking till, you know, 5 in the morning and got women on every arm and a leg. And I just think you got to do more homework because you just can't work off of talent. And the talent and the potential of how good somebody can be in the NFL because you don't want to end up a guy that's spending more time in counseling and suspended because of it and go through the things that the Dolphins have gone through with two guys that became and really hurt the franchise, both of them.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, though, with the quarterbacks, Joe, is that you don't get that chance to learn the ropes anymore, right? I mean, you're drafted – and you got some off-season stuff, and you got training camp, and they're going to throw you in the fire. Like, those guys are all those first-round quarterbacks, at least the top four, I would assume, are going to start week one. There's no one else on those teams.
Well, and if they don't start, Woody, the first time a guy throws one that looks really bad and they lose a game, the veteran's out, right? They're all – every guy that might start the season is a veteran guy that's got a first-round pick behind him. He is on the shortest leash possible of like, hey, as soon as he looks anything better than you and we think he knows what he's doing and you don't play well,
You also come under a lot of fire from your fan bases, right? When you start screwing around and, you know, you start one of these 20-year journeyman guys instead of starting the first round pick that you just
took. There's pressure there. Yeah,
then you start to get the heat. But I'm guessing, Joe, those top, at least the top four guys that go in the top, I don't know, wherever they're going to go, top 10 picks, they're going to start week one.
I'll say this, the first three guys to four guys, I totally agree with you, and probably by the end of the season, Woody, who knows, like last year, would we end up having 9 or 10 rookies?
Yeah, I mean, look, most certainly those two guys at the top, but you got to think Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, like those kind of guys fall into that category of high picks here, right?
Yes, and again.
All right, Joe, I think we lost you. I don't know if you're still there with us, but I think we lost Joe. So we'll go ahead. We'll take a quick pause here, see if we can't reconnect with Joe out there in Sacramento. So we'll take a quick pause back on QAM after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. And good morning to everybody out there. One day before the NFL draft, round one.
Can I say something really quick, Joe?
Yeah.
I just want to tell people, you know, you cut out there for a minute and people are claiming cyber attack. And I just want to tell people that about 2 or 3 minutes later, I got you back. We got you back connected. And you were still in the middle of your draft discussion. Like you were talking there. And I put you pop back on. And you're like in the middle of talking. I'm like, Joe, what are you doing?
Yeah, you said, hey, you know, we've been off the air for a couple minutes.
You just kept going. I love that, man.
And you're still going, like, and you're in a studio by yourself. I go, yeah, really. I had a lot to say, man.
We could have left you there strongly. For 4 hours. You probably wouldn't have stopped talking about the draft.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they have a countdown for on ESPN. I don't know if you see this. They have a countdown to the draft, 37 hours, 38 minutes, and 44 seconds.
I'm guessing they're going to have Bill Belichick is going to be with us. And I'm guessing some people are going to watch Bill Belichick, right, and hear what he has to say.
And I think he's intriguing, yes.
Yeah, right? For
I mean, we'll see how it goes, right?
I could never see when Don Shula stopped coaching, going, somebody calling him, and he goes, yeah, I'd like to come spend a few hours and talk about the draft with you on ESPN. That's not – like, this whole thing with Bill Belichick, like, it's obvious he really still wants to coach.
So you think that's right? Why he does the TV thing? He just wants to stay relevant?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
I just, again, like, I find it very bizarre that a guy like that who spent his entire career talking down to the media is now going to accept a big check to become the media. And we do see this a lot with you know, athletes or coaches.
Well, athletes
or whatever
are the worst. The guys that don't talk and don't like him and make these beat writers' life miserable, and now the next thing you know, they're in our business. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you said that. Like, yeah, you've been a jackass to everybody, now you're in the business. But
well, now more than ever, everyone's got a podcast now, too. Well, so it's
now the podcast, that's a different deal. That's your own little party, like at your own house. But as far as these jobs, and then I find out a lot of these guys are still ass clowns. When people come up to them in airports and stuff, when they're not doing shows, they go back to thinking they're still playing for these teams and treat people like crap. Without getting into names, but yeah, there's that happens. But Woody, the other thing we're just talking about off the air, it is amazing, the gambling stuff. Now you got me watching. Now you got me watching. I'm just kind of, I ain't betting on games, so, you know, now I, but it's in your face. So you brought up a great point. And there's probably people listening to us right now that have a gambling problem, right? There's probably somebody out there that's
definitely
had
different
an
levels
addiction.
Of that. But yes, I agree.
And I was telling you the only people that were over the top gambling were that I've really been around have been four or five people I've worked with in the last 35 years at mostly WQAM. We had some guys that clearly had a gambling problem and went over the top. Yeah. Some of them could afford to do it and some couldn't. And for people who've been listening to radio station a long time, you got a pretty good idea on the list, but there's been a couple.
How many of them asked you for money?
Two.
And I assume you gave them both the money.
One was Sid. I don't mind telling you. One was Sid Rosenberg. No, and I did give him money. He was the best at getting people to do it.
Well, he let everyone know when he was back here for a couple of days that he's a millionaire now.
No. He's doing really well.
Yeah, he was very, very
second or third shot.
In throwing that in everyone's face.
He's kicking rear end up in New York. But I did get my money back. So.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh, no. Okay. I got every dime back.
Did everyone get taken care of that?
You know the answer to that.
Yeah, I know.
You're a bad human
being. I was trying to set you up for that one. Sorry.
But anyway, so the gambling, to our GM at the time, it was tough. And then we had guys working behind the scenes that, were in. And one of the reasons they took these jobs and said, and the one guy, I actually had something that I thought was really cool. Because I talked to one of the guys. I came in. I said, "Hey, man, everybody's saying you're literally gambling more than you have, man. You're not making that much back there. I know you love sports and the action and point spreads and, all the different things, you over under and, betting games together. But I gotta tell you, man, like, no, I'm not. I'm under control, in total denial." So about 2 years later, he was done and they kicked him out and he got in some trouble, and so he had gone to rehab for his addiction, gambling addiction, and maybe other things. And he called me, and he had on his list of with a counselor to go back to everybody that tried to help him or that he burned to say, "Hey, man, I'm really sorry. You tried to help." So I was on the phone with him for like 20 minutes. It was my day, and he had me on his list. And I thought it was, really cool and really touching because, most of the time those guys go away and, try to get a fresh start and they're embarrassed and, they don't do it. But, he said, "Hey, man, I'm really sorry. You tried to help me and I was in denial and, might have taken a few bucks. I told you I needed this and that. I was lying about it, and told you I needed something and it was just all a lie." So I was like, "Wow. You're fresh out of counseling, man." He goes, "No, I'm still in, and this is part of my project for." I mean, he was really honest, like, "This is part of my project with this thing." But Woody, how hard is it if you gamble a lot, or I guess maybe it's not hard but if you're trying to, you're sitting, your wife tells you she's about ready to leave if you keep gambling on games, and you go to sit down with her, and they go from an ESPN basketball show or football show. Or watching a game, and next thing you know, some guy pops up and goes, "I'm going over 30 points tonight with Jimmy Butler," or whoever might be playing whatever game, and they're giving you over-unders on who's going to score 12 rebounds is a number. And you're going, I mean, it's just got to feed into the addiction, right?
The problem with it is there's a few problems. So first of all, I have had some friends that have been banned from doing it, but it is
by wives
is,
or by
by wives yes okay. by wives nothing too extreme, Joe. I mean, they were like begging people for money or anything like that, but the wives said no more.
Yeah.
And it is hard to watch a game now because they are these leagues are so tied in with the gambling companies that it's almost like it's embedded in the broadcast of a game now in some way, shape or form, right? Like you can't get away from it. And now the fact that it's at your fingertips, like we never had mobile gambling before, right? Now it's, it's right in front of you on your phone.
Yes.
And the other issue becomes that people think they know, right? They know what's going to happen in a game, or
they have a real hot take, and they just have a real good feel about this game tonight.
and you end up betting in the middle of these games, and you know as much as anyone, Joe, that like the way a game goes in the first half or whatever doesn't necessarily mean that's how the game's going to go in the second half, and you know, crazy stuff happens in these games. And the other thing that I've learned is you always lose, no matter what. You're always going to end up losing, and that's why they have all those big buildings and that really fancy guitar
that's
hotel
correct.
And everything.
And they continue to grow. You're right. And
they're not doing that because they're handing out money to people that are smarter than the system. So
you're saying, Woody, that the people that if you have a gambling addiction, please call that little, they put that up there at the bottom.
What I'm saying is if you can't do it for entertainment purposes and you think you're going to make money doing it, then you got a big issue.
That's a good one, Wood.
I've been watching games my entire life, Joe, and I have no way to predict these things, man. I'm just telling you, like it is hard, and they make these spreads really good. They do an amazing job of it. Like, can you tell me, Joe, tonight, that you think the Heat are going to get blown out?
No.
Vegas does.
Nobody can tell you. What'd you say? It's 15 points?
Yeah. That's a big-ass spread. I mean. Yeah.
No, that's got to be tempting,
14
right?
and a half, yeah.
Like, the Heat keep it close, and, you know, Boston comes out flat after what they just did to him after three quarters.
Yeah, but couldn't you also see Boston coming out gangbusters and just beating the crap out of them?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could see that. That certainly is an option.
I mean, sure. Well, listen, a lot of different things can happen, but the Heat can shoot better on threes, and Celtics could cool off. That might be a good start, but, you know,
but the problem is thinking you know what's going to happen when
no,
and it's just very, very unpredictable.
That. You know, that's like in a baseball. Baseball's a big one where, we got our ace tonight. Nobody's touched him in his last three games. He's against this team, and next thing you know, right, Get to him for six runs in the first two innings, and you're like, you know, going by numbers. So anyway, hey, we –
Bam Adebayo's on the boost tonight, by the way. You think he can score 20?
Yeah, Bam gets 20 tonight.
It's plus 140.
Here we go. See, you're doing it. Now
I am doing it. I'm probably going to take that one tonight, to be quite honest with you. It probably won't hit. He'll have 19, but
– You are beautiful.
That always happens, by the way.
You are beautiful. We're sitting here talking about it, and every day you do this. Start hitting the.
I would say I play on that app, I don't know, 5 days a week at least.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. I mean, that's like you asked, and I certainly don't have a problem with it, but I'm just telling you, we probably play 5 to 6 days a week.
Well, so why don't you see if you can take 2 weeks off during the playoffs? Just see if you can take 2 weeks off. See how you
do. I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right.
This is our best time, Joe. This is the prime time, man.
You are.
What is this, like 40 days and 40 nights? Isn't that what they advertise like, with the playoffs?
I would say this right now, Woody. And by the way, yeah, the games, you know, I'm out on the West Coast right now, but the games start early, and you're sitting there watching the game, and somehow – you look up and it's like 5 or 6 o'clock and we're going into the second game of the night. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
More opportunities,
you know,
starts, to bet.
You know, the 3 hours difference and you know, your body starts lying to you like, hey, you're not tired. Look at this. It's look what time it is. I'm going, no, but I'm on East Coast time. You know, don't forget, Joe, you're on East Coast time and your ass is old. That combination is not good.
So I just want to let you know, by the way, you were talking about the draft. I know we're going to do a lot of talk about that tomorrow. The Hard Rock app has all sorts of draft things you can bet on.
Oh, by the way, you don't think that place is going to be packed tomorrow?
I do. I do think it'll be packed. You can bet on the first pick, the second pick, the third pick. You can bet all the way up until the 10th pick who you think is going to be there. You can do – they have over-under draft positions like Bo Nix, Joe. Is he going to be over or under the 32nd and a half pick?
By the way, that's one of the that's a big story of some people in love with Bo Nix late first round he's a second round pick. I don't know, but I see everybody's talking about does that guy go in the first or second round, because there is every year one quarterback that drops, sometimes even out of the second round, even lower. So that will be one of the things that everybody's – well, I'll give you another one that is kind of crazy. There's a lot of people think Jaden Daniels is now going first. Now, I know how this works. One guy hits it or another guy comes out and says it, and then everybody kind of plays follow the leader on this thing. I understand that, right? So
you know what the numbers on that are, by the way?
No, go ahead.
So Caleb Williams to be the first overall pick is minus 10,000. So that means you have to bet at $10,000 to win 100.
Wow.
Jaden Daniels is plus 3,000.
Woody,
Michael Penix, by the way, Michael Penix is at 32.5 for his over-under draft position. If you know anything about this this Jackson Powers Johnson, Joe, he's at 31.5. Like, if you get the word that the Dolphins are going to take him.
Woody, if I got
back,
the word,
bro. Don't hold back. You know what I'm saying?
So I got to tell you, first of all, I'd have a big problem if, because somebody would think that somehow somebody over there actually talks to me and gave me a heads up. I could just imagine. That'll be the next thing. Some guy that works and does games somehow getting information, going through some rough times and jumps in and shares information that somehow he gets. Were you in there a couple years ago? This is going back to either Adam Gase or before they called us up and to do an interview for the show, and we're up there, and they had a curtain over all their board, their big board, and everybody right before the draft. And so somebody forgot to shut the curtain. So they put us in a room, and then the coach comes out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not going to put my head down. You know, I'm like, holy crap. Look at their ranking on these players. And I mean, this big board was, and I'm sitting there going, you know, it's only time. It'll never happen again because, first of all, technology, and second of all, these teams are top secret. So I'm sitting in this big boardroom where they obviously meet and have their draft and they have all their boards. But they had a curtain that covered all the chalkboards, right? All of them there. And I mean, it covered a whole room. But they had a curtain that could cover it all up. So at night, somebody obviously was supposed to. So, you know, they walk in. They go, oh, my God. You know, this is, I mean, it was like, oh, my God. Nobody's supposed to have this. This is supposed to stay in house. And I really didn't say anything. I swear. But I it's the only time that's ever happened. That was waiting for one of the coaches come up, was doing an interview, and we're sitting there, and they always had us wait till the coach finished. So sometimes we wait 5 or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then the board's open. I mean, the curtain's open. It's like crazy.
You know, the other thing they had to stop, this was the NBA and NFL drafts, is these guys tweeting out the picks before they get announced.
Oh, by the
Remember
way,
that?
You've noticed the Bears have said, we know what we're doing, but they've already been told, because you remember when, in years past, like Jake Long, I remember, like, we're taking Jake Long, and the league goes, nah, this is made for TV now. We're asking, even if you know what you're going to do with your first round pick, whether you're taking Caleb or you're taking Jaden, can you not? I mean, it's fine if you tell everybody, we know we're going to do, but you don't. But don't tell everybody, because we don't want the draft to start with the second pick. Yeah, I think that's almost a mandatory thing now that this thing is made for TV and so many people are going to the cities. They want to make sure that.
I mean, there's no way you hear Jaden Daniels' name first, right?
I'm not touching that. No way. Did you go no way? Did you really go no way?
Well, the betting line would say that it's a virtual impossibility, so I don't know, but.
Oh, boy. I would still believe that Caleb, even though everybody's got a lot of bad things to say about him, would be the number one choice. But, you know, everybody's going, well, wait a second, this Jaden Daniels. He might break all the records. Because they always show the highlight of him running against Florida Gators, running 75 yards and outruns the whole defense. Everybody has seen that. And he can run now. Jaden Daniels is not just a guy with a really good arm, but he can run. Again, this draft is all around the quarterback position. It really is. It just never changes. Hey, we got to go to break here. And this time, we don't have to cut me off or nothing else. I'm not talking through the break to myself in here. I've already got some problems. I don't need any more. But it's never too early in the morning to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and Low T, brothers. ED and low T is nothing we like to talk about. Even when we have it, we don't tell anybody. We just kind of pray that it's going to go away, and it doesn't. And sometimes it hits in your 40s. They tell me in the 50s. I got lucky. Hit me about 7 months ago hard. And when it did, it's not only the energy level, like falling, like half falling asleep on my way home to getting home, and all I wanted to do was take a nap, and it wouldn't work out. It wasn't. And then I'm eating more than ever, not working out, so you gain weight. It was just, it was one thing after the other. And yeah, my sex drive was gone. And yeah, it was bad on the weekends, and I'm apologizing to my wife. I don't know what's going on. Well, you know, you're tired, and yeah, I get it. Thank you for covering for me, honey. I appreciate it. But listen, it's gone. The reason I'm talking and telling you about it, I had such great results 7 months ago with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I tell everyone, if you come up to me individually, even if you're kind of making fun of me or something, it's okay, because someday you're going to have it too. But I want to tell you all about it because it was such a great experience. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Seriously, if you want to get rid of low T and ED, your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They're really good. You're going to have great results. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. And with those six locations, you have one close to you. All you have to do is make this call, something you've been kind of thinking about, and you realize that you have all those things. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. The best call you've ever made. Or just go to AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
Time for a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. According to the Weather Channel, it is 69 degrees and it feels like 69, and a 0% chance of rain. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody. By the way, before we get into everything that we have on the show, congratulations to the Panthers last night. A nice win for them. As soon as they get to overtime, they go, it's done. OT, we got it. Get it to Verhage. It's done. And so anyway, nice overtime win, up 2-0 on Tampa Bay. Now going back to Tampa Bay. Heat back in action for game two tonight. Marlins get shut out. 20 scoreless innings for them right now with a, now what, 3-0 game a couple of nights ago.
Is that
lose
bad?
5-0 last night. And 20, one more 20, before coming back home. What's that?
Is that bad, 20 scoreless? Is that not good?
Yeah, that covers more than two
games. Does that mean cheaper tickets?
Hey, man, I don't think the tickets, the price of a ticket's a problem. And nope. And the ballpark is beautiful. That's not a problem either. Yeah, those aren't the problems right now.
They have so many giveaways coming up, by the way. Not to be like,
by the way, the marketing team.
They do a great job.
They do a great job. They come up with great stuff. Whoever's leading that group, man, you are doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
I make a lot of fun of the Marlins, but they have a lot of cool stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
And it makes for a very nice, cheap outing with my son, who loves baseball. So,
well, if you've got,
he doesn't
something.
Realize the team sucks. I just tell him they're good.
Well, it doesn't matter, because they have so many great giveaways for kids. And, you know, you show up and you sign up with your kids, you know, because they want to get to the ballpark, and they know going through your son or daughter or both is a way to go. And so they know they're going to get something once they get signed. It's cool. Even, you know, somebody gives you something, you go to the game, you get to walk around. And
so Saturday, you get the Nationals this weekend. Saturday, they got a SoFlo Saturday, get a limited edition jersey with your area code. And then on Sunday, first 8,000 fans get a Marlins basketball jersey.
Jeez.
Which, by the way, the basketball jersey is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, cool enough where if I was – I'm not going to be in town this weekend, but I would go for one of those. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's all that stuff.
You
can
run the bases. Saturday, yeah. They got a concert. Friday, Woody, they got burger and beer
and
all
I get
this.
It, man. They're giving you – you know,
they're making it very accessible.
Trying to give you more value and, you know, like, come out and just enjoy it. No matter what it looks like on the field, come out and enjoy it. That's kind of their thing. Hey, by the way – the worst thing the NBA – some are going to disagree with me on this, and that's fine. This thing about the officials in the last couple minutes of a game and putting out how they grade out so everybody can see it. NBA admits officials miss key foul call during the chaotic Knicks and Sixers ending. Huh? What's that do for you? What's that do? It doesn't change the game. It's not like at the bottom they go, we're going to replay the last minute because there's a bad call.
Oh, they're not going to run it back?
No. So what do you get out of that, Woody?
Nothing. Like, I hate those reports, man. No reason to do that.
It was the worst thing. Like, it's like we're going to throw our guys under the bus who already get the crap beat out of them. We got LeBron complaining about what do we do? What's this league doing?
Yeah, LeBron sounds like an idiot with that stuff, by the way.
LeBron,
man.
The league's been pretty good to you, man.
Oh, my God. He gets every call. Hey, why don't they put a 2-minute report together of all the stuff that the players screwed up in the final 2 minutes? Like, why don't we say, the Sixers couldn't get the ball in bounds?
Good point. I like that.
Why don't we put that in the 2-minute report?
I actually like that.
College teams struggle to get the ball in bounds, not NBA teams.
Coach calling and telling him to foul. He doesn't foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Had a timeout, didn't use it. No, there's a whole bunch of things.
I think officials come under so much fire.
Yeah, how about guys missing free throws?
That doesn't go in the report.
Or how about everybody standing around waiting for a guy to get a rebound and the other team gets it and throws it out and hits a three-point shot? Yeah.
You realize that's our culture now, though, in sports, and that starts from – and I'm learning because I have my son is starting to play, you know, leagues and stuff. That is the culture now. It's to blame officials at every level. It doesn't matter.
So I've done this and I'm out of the business for now. My grandsons will be playing sports, you know, in a few years, and hopefully I'm around to watch it. But for the parents that go and scream at these officials to the point of almost going out on the field or the ice or whatever, or waiting for a guy after the game, and sometimes we're talking about young kids, young guys that are out there doing it, making 40 or 50 bucks, whatever they make, and they obviously enjoy it. And so we're talking about guys who make $300,000-$400,000 making mistakes in games, but we're talking about 40 or 50 bucks, and a father wants to confront them on a call. Like, is there something wrong with you? Now, and by the way, this has been going on since I was a kid.
Yeah. I saw a guy, Joe, this is a little baseball league for seven-year-olds, and I saw a guy have to get removed from the park.
Yeah, that's what they should do. And by the way,
how embarrassing is that?
Like, not only is it embarrassing, it's embarrassing to your son, and you look like a complete ass clown, no matter. And then, by the way, I get calls about some of my former teammates used to do it. So I call one of them. And I said, dude, the word's out. What happened at the Davy football, youth football game? Like, what are you doing? Like, everybody knows who you are, and you're out on the field screaming at a guy making 50 bucks or 40 bucks a game on a call? Like, you know. So, yeah. And by the way, it's
they need to start hammering guys. I know you get fined for talking about officials after games, but they need to start hammering guys where it actually makes a dent in their wallet, because that stuff's got to stop, man. It really is a bad look to blame officials.
Does it make the coach for the 76ers, does he feel better?
Yes, probably, to be honest.
Is he going, well, we knew it. We knew we got screwed on that call. Difference in the game.
Yes, because he's not going to sit up there and be like, boy, our guys can't inbound the ball. That's such a basic-ass play. Like, he's not going to sit up there and do that. It's easier to blame the officials.
And Ron Rothstein, who was on with us yesterday in 9 o'clock hour, he said, you can go back to a game. He talked about how many possessions there are in a game. And he said, you can go back before those – last 40 seconds, and you can go, wow, could have made an extra free throw, missed some open shots, missed a layup. You know, you can do stuff like that, but nobody wants to do that. So we got to see this now. And by the way, it's going to happen about every night, because it happened in the Lakers game against Denver. They were complaining. And by the way, is that how you blow a 20-point lead? You got screwed the whole
game? Yeah, the officials.
By the officials? Yeah, 20-point lead in third quarter.
Give Spo a lot of credit, though. Spo doesn't get sucked into this nonsense.
No, he doesn't. And by the way, there's still ways to get creative and say, hey, we got to overcome calls. It's on us.
Yeah, you know? But it's never a case, Joe. Teams don't lose games because of officials. There's a lot of plays that happen in these three-hour games. To blame the officials is, again, to me, as a fan, it's lazy. As a player, it's lazy. Like, it's just there's other stuff you can blame wins and losses on.
Yeah.
And, go with the officials. But I will tell you, I saw, I get to sit courtside for those Hurricanes basketball games, and some of those ACC college coaches get after the refs like you have never seen, man. Like, Coach K, he would turn – I mean, he would have those, like, things where he would, like, faint on the court because he'd get so angry. But he would work the officials over the entire game. I mean, just the intensity that he would talk to these guys with.
So
just
the thing
brutal,
I don't
man.
Get, and I know everybody loves Adam Silver, what are you doing to your officials? Like,
yeah,
that's a tough job.
You're hanging them out to dry. Yep.
Some will say officiating in the NBA is the toughest of all the sports, although I know they complain at every sport, everything, strike zones. You can go in every sport. We can say what everybody's complaining about. But the NBA – comes up a few years back, I don't know how many years it's been now, and said, oh, by the way, we're going to grade the NBA officials and let you know how they did in the last couple minutes of a game. So I don't know not that it changes anything, and yes, we're going to throw our officials under the bus in the last couple. They must hate it.
Joel Embiid is 7 feet tall, almost 300 pounds. You don't think that dude is hard to officiate? Like, you don't think he gets hit every single time he goes to the basket?
Yes.
Think about how big that – 7 feet, 300 pounds. Look at the size of that guy.
No question. Hey, Woody, we got another hour coming up here, man.
I hate this topic, like people getting after officials. I don't like it.
No, I just
I was
saw,
an
like,
official very briefly, Joe. I don't know if you know this. I reffed intramurals in college, and I didn't like it because people were very vicious.
they really were.
And
hey,
then you decided to get into radio. You decided to get into radio where people say, I really don't like you. I wish you would go away.
That's true. Great. I did have someone say that to me the other day.
Hey, we got to talk about something you don't want to go away ever, and that's your South Florida Chevy dealers. Not when you got an SUV family like they have right now, like a Suburban and a Tahoe, the big, comfortable, beautiful Suburbans and Tahoes. Oh, my gosh. I am Tahoe Joe, and I'm here to tell you, man, they got a brand new look. They've added more space to make that little vacation anywhere from Key West to Orlando up in the mountains. Doesn't matter where you're going. Yeah, that full day going to North Carolina. Great way to go, man, especially if you don't feel like flying. It's a pain. You don't have any pains when you go in a Suburban and a Tahoe. Right over to our midsize SUV like a Traverse to smaller ones like a Trailblazer, an Equinox, a Blazer. Right over to Silverado Trucks, strong, durable Silverado Trucks. Man, they're all over the place out here, and I got to tell you something. It's almost like Silverado makes a custom design truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. Really, whether it's full-time working truck, you in a truck, still needs to be a family truck, combo trucks, we got them all for you. New and used with low mileage, we got you covered. Best overall products they've ever had at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. And here's the deal. They'd love for you to come out and take a test drive. Take 60 to 90 minutes, come out. They're friendly. They want to help you get exactly what you want. If you're starting to look around for something new or used, space, style, look, price are important to you, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.